All right, get ready, everybody, because we are diving deep into the NFL playoffs. This is going to be interesting, folks. We're talking about a rookie QB who might just shake things up down there in Atlanta, a team that's totally under the radar right now. And this coach, a former college coach, who is changing the game with his crazy defensive style.
Yeah, you know, this postseason is going to be one you won't want to miss, that's for sure. And speaking of insights, we've got Bucky Brooks's latest NFL.com articles to break down. That guy, he's always got something insightful to say.
Okay, let's jump right in. Michael Penix Jr. and the Atlanta Falcons. Right. Looks like they're finally giving him a shot, which is something fans have been waiting for since, well, draft day. What do you think made the Falcons decide, you know, now's the time?
Well, it's not every day you see a team, especially a team that's not exactly a powerhouse.
Oh, yeah.
You know, draft a quarterback in the top 10 and then just keep him on the bench. I think maybe, just maybe, the Falcons were playing the long game here, waiting for the right moment.
Interesting take. You gotta remember, Penix was incredible at Washington. Pro-style offense, dropping dimes on those deep balls, and honestly, he could make any throw you could imagine.
You know, what's really amazing about Penix is it's not just about the physical talent, right? It's like he's got that extra something, that it factor you just can't teach.
Yeah.
Bucky Brooks, actually, he compares Penix's ability to read defenses, you know, and change his throws to an MLB pitcher, changing speeds to keep hitters guessing. Now, that's some serious football IQ, especially for a rookie.
Wow, that's a pretty awesome analogy. I can actually see that. And don't forget, he's got weapons in Atlanta. Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Kyle Pitts, that receiving core, I mean, that's a nightmare for any defense.
Absolutely. And with Penix's arm, you know, stretching the field, those guys are going to have so much more space to work. But it's not just about the passing game, right? When you have a quarterback who can launch those deep bombs, defenses can't just stack the box to stop the run. Everything changes.
I see where you're going with this. So they have to respect the deep pass, which opens things up for, well, for the run game with Bijan Robinson and Dyler Allgeier. Makes sense.
Exactly. It's like a chess game, you know? Got to keep the defense guessing. Speaking of strategy, Bucky Brooks has been talking about a team, well, no one else seems to be paying attention to them, really. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've been quietly, you know, putting together a pretty good run.
Yeah, they've got, what, 4 wins in a row now. What makes them so dangerous, do you think?
Well, the defense, man. Todd Bowles, their coordinator, he's like a master of disguise. His blitz-heavy scheme, it's all about putting the pressure on, making those quarterbacks crack. They are relentless.
And they're getting healthier, too, right? As the season goes on, they're only going to get scarier. Their offense, though, tell me more about that.
What's interesting about the Buccaneers this year is, well, they've really become more balanced. Liam Cohen, their new offensive coordinator, you know, he's implementing this run-first approach.
Run-first in this day and age. That's a little old school, isn't it?
You'd think so, right? But it's been working, and working well. The running back situation, it's like a three-headed monster, right?
Yeah.
Bucky Irving, Rachaad White, and Sean Tucker. Good luck trying to defend against that. They just wear you down.
So they grind it out on the ground, keep their defense rested, and then, bam, hit you with a pass. That's tough to beat, especially come playoff time.
Exactly right. And you can't forget about Mike Evans. Even with the focus on the run, he's still a major threat downfield. Let me tell you, the Buccaneers, they're the team no one wants to see on their schedule.
So we've got Penix Jr. potentially lighting things up in Atlanta, the Buccaneers quietly becoming a real force, and then there's Jeff Hafley in Green Bay. Now, this guy, he took a pretty interesting path to the NFL, didn't he? Leaving a head coaching position at Boston College to become the Packers' defensive coordinator.
Yeah, you don't see that every day. Leaving a head coaching gig for a coordinator role?
Yeah.
That's bold, but it looks like it's paying off.
Yeah.
And you're right. We are seeing more and more of these successful college coaches making the jump to the NFL. It's a trend for sure.
And Hafley, I mean, he's changed the Packers' defense. Top 10 ranking, shutting down opponents, forcing turnovers left and right.
And how he's doing it, that's the fascinating part. His scheme. It's like incredibly complex, so creative. It's all about confusing the offense, making them react instead of, you know, dictating.
Break it down for us. How is he creating that confusion? Give me the specifics.
Okay, so he uses this thing called simulated pressures, right? It looks like a blitz is coming, but then, boom, players drop back into coverage. And then he's got these hot blitzes where he sends extra rushers at the quarterback.
Right.
But here's the thing, and this is what's crazy. He uses the whole roster in the pass rush. 16 Packers players have at least half a sack this season.
16? Come on, that's wild.
It is. And it's not just blitzing either. Hafley, he's also shifted the Packers to more zone coverage, where defenders guard areas of the field, not specific players. It's a whole different approach.
Is that why they're getting so many picks, those interceptions?
That's a big part of it. Zone coverage, it can really mess with quarterbacks, leading to bad throws, you know, and those interceptions. They're playing with this confidence, this swagger that we haven't seen from them in a long time.
It's really amazing what he's done in such a short time. He's turned this defense, talented but underperforming, into a unit that, well, that other teams should fear.
And he's doing it with young guys, too. Rashawn Gary, Quay Walker, Edgerrin Cooper. These are young, athletic players.
Yeah.
And they're thriving in his system.
It really shows his coaching ability, you know, getting so much out of a young group like that.
Absolutely. It speaks volumes about the culture he's built, emphasizing accountability, hard work, you know, those fundamentals.
So we've got Penix Jr. poised to make waves in Atlanta. The Buccaneers, they're quietly becoming a force to be reckoned with. And Jeff Hafley, he's revolutionizing the Packers' defense. It's safe to say the NFL landscape is changing right before our eyes.
It definitely is. You know what's really interesting about all this? It's like there's this common thread running through it all. Experience and maturity. It's fascinating, really. We were just talking about Penix, right?
Right.
And how impressive his football IQ is, especially for a rookie. And then you look at a team like the Buccaneers, they're leaning into this like more traditional run-heavy style. It makes you think, you know, are we seeing a shift? Is experience maturity, is that becoming just as important as all that raw talent, all that potential?
That's a really interesting point. I mean, experience seems to be a big factor in a lot of storylines this season, doesn't it?
It really does. Think about the Bucs, right? Their success, it's not just about the run game. They got a vet quarterback in Baker Mayfield, a head coach who's been there, done that, Todd Bowles. And then you look at their roster, it's full of experienced players. That kind of leadership, composure, it's priceless, especially when the playoffs come around and the pressure's on.
So you're saying that sometimes that veteran savvy, it can be just as effective as all the flashy young talent.
It's not about one being better than the other, right? It's about the mix.
Yeah.
You need both to really win in the NFL. But let's not forget about Jeff Hafley up there in Green Bay. His story, it kind of highlights this whole experience and maturity thing too, right?
Oh, absolutely. He wasn't some hot shot straight out of college. This guy had years of experience, even as a head coach, before he landed in Green Bay.
Exactly. Yeah. And that experience, I mean, it probably gives him a different perspective, a deeper understanding of the game. He's not just calling plays. He's adapting, innovating, based on all those years of watching, analyzing football at all these different levels.
I wonder if that's why he's clicked so well with this young Packers defense. Maybe they're feeding off his experience, his guidance.
It's definitely possible. A coach with that much experience, they're probably better at teaching, mentoring, developing those young players. They can see the challenges coming, guide their decisions, and instill that sense of, you know, a calmness that a less experienced coach might not have.
Okay, but let's switch gears for a second. Remember we were talking about Michael Penix Jr. and those other rookie quarterbacks? Bucky Brooks mentioned something about how their maturity level is higher than usual for rookies. Do you think that's part of this whole experience thing we're talking about?
For sure. Penix, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, they're all a little older than your average rookie quarterback, right? They spent more time in college, played against tougher competition, and they developed this poise that's rare at their age.
So you're saying those extra years in college, they could actually be an advantage in the NFL?
Oh, I think it's huge. The game's changing at all levels, and quarterbacks, they're being asked to do more and at a younger age. So if you've got a quarterback who's already got like years of experience running a complex offense, making tough decisions under pressure, that's gold.
So it's almost like they got a head start on their NFL development just by spending more time in college.
Exactly. They face adversity, learn from mistakes, and develop that mental toughness that some younger guys just, well, they haven't had the chance to build yet. And that can mean a faster adjustment, a smoother transition to the NFL.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. If this whole experience and maturity thing is really becoming more important, it could change the way teams evaluate, develop players, you know, everything.
I think it already is. Teams, they're looking for pro-ready guys, not just athletes. They want players who can contribute right away, and that often comes down to, you know, experience, maturity, those intangibles.
So are we moving away from that draft and develop model that's been so big in the NFL?
I don't think it's a complete shift, but there's definitely more focus on finding those players who can make an impact from day one. It's not just quarterbacks either. We're seeing it across the board.
Give me an example.
Look at the rookie wide receivers this year, right? Guys like Brian Thomas Jr., Ladd McConkey. These guys are more than just athletic freaks. They've got that polish, that route running savvy that you don't usually see from first year players.
You mentioned Bryce Young earlier, the quarterback for the Panthers. He's having a great sophomore season after, well, a kind of rough rookie year. Do you think his improvement is that tied to this experience thing too?
Big time, I think. Young, he struggled last year, no doubt, but he learned from it. He's come back this season with more confidence, making better decisions, just understanding the NFL game better. That's experience paying off right there.
So, what's the takeaway for us fans? What does this all mean?
I think it means we're in for a wild ride this season. You can't just assume the teams with the most talent, they're going to be the ones on top. It's more complicated than that now.
So, teams like the Buccaneers, even though they might not have the most, star-studded roster, they could be contenders because of their experience, their maturity.
Exactly. And on the other hand, those teams loaded with young talent, they might hit some bumps in the road, as those players figure out the NFL, how fast it is, how complex.
So it's like we're entering this new era of parity where experience, maturity, it's leveling the playing field.
I like that. Parity. And for you, the listener, that means every game, every matchup, it's even more exciting, right? Got to watch every snap because you never know who's going to win.
That's what I love about the NFL. You just never know. Speaking of surprises, let's circle back to the Falcons. Michael Penix Jr., his first start, it's against the Giants, right?
Yeah, it's a good opportunity for him, to get his feet wet. The Giants, they're not playing well, so the pressure is not going to be as high. But the real test, it's coming in the next few weeks
Yeah.
when he goes up against some tougher opponents.
Like the Panthers and their defense, that's going to be a challenge, that's for sure.
No doubt. But if Penix can handle it, stay calm, make the right decisions, show that poise, that maturity we've been talking about, he could be a real difference maker for the Falcons.
And if he does succeed, it just adds more evidence to this whole experience maturity trend.
Absolutely. Penix is a success, along with these other guys, these veterans who are playing at a high level. It could really change how we think about building a team in the NFL.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground. We talked about Michael Penix Jr. and the Falcons, the Buccaneers, how they're finding success, Jeff Hafley's impact up in Green Bay, and this whole idea of experience and maturity being so important in today's NFL.
It's a lot to digest, but it's exciting stuff. It points to a really interesting future for the NFL.
For sure. But before we wrap things up, I want to go back to something you mentioned about the Buccaneers offense under Liam Cohen. You said it was a run-first approach, which, I mean, in today's NFL, that's kind of going against the grain, right? Everyone's passing like crazy. But you also said it's working really well for them. So break it down for me. Why is that?
It's all about playing to your strengths,
Right.
and minimizing those weaknesses. Look at their running backs, Irving, White, Tucker. Each one brings something different, which makes them so hard to stop. Irving, he's your power guy. White, he's shifty, elusive. And Tucker, he's got that breakaway speed. Defenses, they never know what's coming.
So it's not just like pounding the ball over and over. They've got options, different looks depending on the situation.
Exactly. It's multidimensional, and it wears defenses down, physically, mentally. But here's the key. A good run game, it actually helps their passing game too.
Even though they're not passing as much, I don't get it.
It seems counterintuitive, I know, but when you establish the run, defenses, they have to respect it. They can't just sit back and wait for the pass. They got to commit more guys to the box, and that opens things up. Play action passes, those deeper throws.
So it's like a chain reaction. Strong run game, it leads to opportunities in the passing game, even if they're not throwing it as much.
You got it. And that's where Baker Mayfield comes in. Now, Mayfield, he's had some, well, let's say inconsistent years, but he can be a good quarterback if you give him the right support.
And it looks like this system, it's giving him that support.
It is. Cohen's scheme, it takes the pressure off Mayfield. He doesn't have to do it all himself. He can pick his spots, make smart decisions, and then when the opportunity's there, he can unleash that big arm.
And he seems to be connecting well with Mike Evans.
Evans, he's still one of the best. And Mayfield, he's shown he can hit him downfield. So you've got this great run game. It sets up the pass. And then Mayfield, he can make those big throws when they need him.
It's like they've found the magic formula. Control the clock with the run, keep their defense fresh, and then boom, they hit you with a big play through the air.
And don't forget what we talked about earlier, the experience, the maturity. This Buccaneers team, it's full of veterans, guys who've been there, done that, know how to win.
That's a really good point. Experience seems to be a big part of their success.
No question. They don't panic, they handle adversity, and they just have this quiet confidence that can really get to their opponents.
Okay, so let's recap. We've got Penix Jr., he's ready to make a splash in Atlanta. The Buccaneers, they're quietly becoming a real threat with their experience and that balanced offense. And then there's Jeff Hafley changing the game in Green Bay with his innovative schemes and, you know, his ability to get the best out of those young players.
It's going to be an exciting season, that's for sure. Lots of unpredictability. And for me, the most interesting thing is this focus on experience, on maturity. Those qualities, they're becoming just as important as raw talent, you know.
It's not just the players either, right? It's the coaches, too. Guys like Hafley, they've got all this experience. They're bringing new ideas, proven strategies to the NFL, and it's shaking things up.
Makes you think, is this a sign of things to come? Is the NFL moving away from that win now mentality? You know, the one that off prioritizes the short term over, well, over building something for the long haul.
Maybe we're entering this new era where the key to success is building a team with both experience and young talent, finding that balance.
That's a great point. Something to keep an eye on as the season goes on, that's for sure.
So what's the message for you, the listener? Well, get ready for a wild ride because this NFL season, it's going to be full of surprises, upsets, amazing performances. You never know what's going to happen.
And remember, don't underestimate experience and maturity. Those things, they matter for individual players and for whole teams.
So watch those veterans, those experienced coaches. They might just hold the key to success in this new NFL landscape.
And don't forget, we're just getting started a few weeks into the season. That's all. There's a lot more to come. Lots of twists and turns ahead.
So buckle up. Enjoy the ride. And remember, experience, it can be a game changer in the NFL.